So welcome to the hospitality hotspot of Melbourne. Flinders Lane is now offers probably the best restaurants Melbourne has, and they're all individual, and there's a lot of design. There are really well-regarded designers who have contributed to the fit-out of these businesses, and some very famous chefs, including Cumulus Up. And the chef, Andrew McConnell, has just opened this one, Cavendish House, which we'll go into. I dropped in yesterday and they said we could just crowd into the foyer because there's no one set up there yet. But he's also, Andrew McConnell also has Cutler & Co. in Fitzroy and Golden Fields in St Kilda. And he continues to really break the mould about what food can be, what you can do with food in the city. Other venues include Ciccone's, which is just up here by Mollard Interiors. Chin Chin by Chris Lucas, who's an operator on some of the great venues in Melbourne. Just up here on the right, we'll go past. Kasume, another one by Chris Lucas, designed by Wood Marsh, my good friends and architects Wood Marsh. And we'll walk past Kasume, a beautiful Japanese restaurant. It's probably a 4 or 5 star experience. And Coda and Tonka by Adam De Silva. Again, you'll pass by those. So a lot of history here, but you can see the manufacturing houses, the beauty of the buildings and their warehouse. And a lot of them are classified. Interesting that you can build on top of these buildings, a different style of architecture rather than imitating them. So this is a heritage building. And I wanted to point out the Adelphi Hotel. If you step forward, you can just see it. It's one of the first boutique hotels in Melbourne, designed by Denton Corker Marshall. It's got that yellow sign on it. It was an accommodation building and with some industry on the base. And they did that in the early 90s. It's the first kind of boutique hotel. And at the very top, you'll notice there's a yellow box. That's a swimming pool. And it's full of water, about a metre and a half deep. And when you're on the footpath, you can look up through the pool. And I have been known to be in that pool with not much on. But that's considered a negative gap, receding architecture, and not trying to copy the old style. Yeah, so the Adelphi still has a lot of design credibility, and there's a new restaurant. It was Teagueyzard in the basement, and now it's a restaurant called Nomad, which is, I think, it's a three-hatted restaurant, and that's in the lower level of the Adelphi Hotel. But that's quite an experience staying there, one of the first boutique hotels in the city.